Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code COLLEGEDRAFT to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Pour yourself a cold one.
They strike them, huh?
And listen to Ross Tucker break down the top college prospects on another tasty edition of The College Draft.
Yeah, it's Daddy Soda time here on the College Draft Podcast. We are presented by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, and you know this man at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. I can't believe my college broadcasting for CBS is over for the year. However, I'll still get one or two more NFL games for CBS, and I got the Army-Navy game coming up. Not this weekend, but next weekend. This weekend is conference championship weekend in college football. Should be excellent. Really, really looking forward to it. Appreciate those of you that follow along on social media, whether it's me at Ross Tucker NFL or the podcast at Ross Tucker Pod. Of course, Ross Tucker Football Podcast is daily. Most of you know that and check it out. About 25 minutes or less, I would say. You can also always check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, which, by the way, that's where most people, I think, first discovered Emory Hunt. Emory was way ahead of the game when it came to YouTube. Check out Football Game Plan on YouTube. So much good stuff on there. Emory, what's the latest stuff that people can see on Football Game Plan on YouTube?
Well, they'll be jumping in at the right time because next weekend, not this upcoming weekend, I'll be down at Daytona Beach covering the FCS Bowl, which is the first college all-star game that kicks off the NFL draft circuit. So you'll be able to see practice highlights, some player interviews, and you'll be able to follow that all along throughout December and January when all the all-star games happen, and even in February with the HBCU Legacy Bowl. So now is the time to subscribe and lock in to Football Game Plan's YouTube channel, and always pre-order the draft guide, footballgameplan.com/2024draft guide.
No question. It's unbelievable, Emory. Like, I don't know what your budget is. I don't know how your business, like, but Emory literally does stuff that ESPN and NFL Network don't do. It's beyond impressive. Check him out on social media at FBallGamePlan on Twitter. If I didn't mention already, we are youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. So this week's a little bit different. But we still need to go over last week, and then we're going to talk maybe briefly, but we'll touch on every conference championship game this weekend. Really looking forward to it. Emory, last week, and by the way, just a programming note. So we will discuss bowl games, top prospects in bowl games. Emory will make picks against the spread for bowl games. But we'll also start to look ahead to the NFL draft, which for some of you and your teams, that's pretty much the next thing you have to look forward to. Emory, you were awesome last week against the spread. 2-2 overall, but you took Kentucky and the points, getting 7.5. They won the game outright, which was huge. And then Louisiana, you laid the 12, and the Raging Cajuns, your alma mater, still took it to ULM. The totals were not as kind. You had the over for UTSA at and Tulane over 52. UTSA is the one I'm surprised. I mean, Tulane's defense must be legit. UTSA didn't even get to 20.
Yeah, and it's funny because UTSA can score on anybody. And despite Tulane's D-line being really good, they've been giving up some points as of late. They've been a lot of back and forth games. So I'm thinking, and it's, I should do one this weekend, a behind the scenes look of what we do in the green room while we're watching games.
Yeah.
We have all the games up on the
I'd watch screen. It.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there watching this, you know, one of the games in the boxes of Tulane. I'm like, what is the scoring going to start? Like, why did a defensive battle break out in this ball game? This is supposed to be a high scoring game. And I'm sitting there because you know how it is. We don't root for teams. We root for being right. So I'm sitting there like, man, come on, UTSA. I need a touchdown here because I want to be right on this total.
That was happening to me a lot in the NFL yesterday. And it just was not my best day for the Even Money podcast. I mean, the Raiders were up by 14 and they didn't cover a 9.5-point spread. Somehow, the Browns give up that many points to the Broncos with the turnovers. I had the under in that game. So we'll see. I need the Bears to come through for me tonight. They're getting 3.5. I liked what Fields did last week. So we'll see. All right. And then Ohio State, Michigan, I like the under 46.
That was another
two of the top five defenses in the country. I was surprised how many points were scored in that game. I really was.
That was another one. And I saw someone tweet at me and tweet at the show like, almost like, oof, like, yeah, you blew that one. Like, man, who knew that scoring was going to start kicking in late? Because we looked pretty good for a while when it was, 17-10 or something like that?
Yeah.
It was like, all right, this is trending like how we thought it was going to trend. But I knew Michigan was going to win. I said that on the pregame show. But this the total was just like, man, it's weird how games can get chaotic late. And it's like, dang, when you think about it from when you zoom out a bit and like, man, big picture perspective, the bad beats thing is a real thing. Like, it's just crazy how stuff works.
Yeah. People, anybody that replies and says, oof, like, are you kidding? Let's see your bet slips. It's so stupid. Like, do you know how hard it is to win betting? I mean, I think it, what is it, 53.4% or something you need to be a winner, and it's not easy to do that. At any rate, we move on, Emery, and we move on after I make sure. I'm telling you right now, there are legit, I mean legit deals available on some of these conference championship games, especially the neutral site games. If you don't already, get the Game Time app on your phone. It's the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. How do they do that? You can see the view from your seat before you buy it. Technology is unbelievable. You buy the tickets in seconds with two taps, and the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. So if you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DRAFT for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, so again, create an account and redeem code DRAFT, DRAFT, for $20 off. Download Game Time today, last-minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, Emery, I'm looking for, dude, there could be legit chaos with the college football playoff. I am looking forward to these games. By the way, why is Liberty playing New Mexico State? Do we know?
Because Jacksonville State isn't eligible for a Conference USA title because they're moved up to Division I FBS this year.
That's right. Okay. New Mexico State's had a good year.
Yeah, they beat the crap out of Auburn. They've been scoring points. Jerry Keel has done a phenomenal job. I don't think people understand.
They beat the hell out of Auburn, and they Auburn really should have beat Alabama the next week.
Right.
How does that happen?
Hey, man, listen. It's so hard to recruit and build sustained success in Las Cruces, and he has done it. Like, this is about to be back-to-back bowl seasons, and this is their best year probably since 1960. So New Mexico State is for real. Diego Pavia is a tremendous college quarterback. They can run the ball. They're opportunistic on defense. So, man, this has been a fun New Mexico State team to watch.
All right, so New Mexico State's getting 10.5 against Liberty. The total is 54 in the Conference USA Championship. Do you like anything in this game, Emery, from a spreads perspective or any player for Liberty?
Two things. You know, I've made all this case about, you know, New Mexico State, but yeah, Liberty, I feel like, will win straight up because they have been so good this year. But I like the over more than the point spread because I feel like you're going to get a competitive New Mexico State team. So I like the over. But when you look at the quarterback, Keaton Salter for Liberty, he's been phenomenal.
Where did he come from? I know that name.
I want to say he came from he's not homegrown. I can't remember where he came from.
He transferred from somewhere for sure.
Right. So, and he's been excellent. Like, Ross, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country, but he's obviously an underclassman, not draft eligible. And next year, we'll be talking about him as someone that pro scouts are like, because he has been flawless throwing the football.
I want to say off the top of my head, I feel like he transferred from Western Michigan or something.
Yeah, somewhere in the MAC, right?
I'm sorry. Western Kentucky, I want to say. Oh. Anyway, maybe if we had a producer that was paying attention, you could look that up and let us know, which would be awesome. Is he even paying attention enough to chime in when a bus is
stopped?
I was looking ahead to whatever the conference championship matchups were. I'm looking at other stuff. What is the question?
Look up the quarterback for Liberty, where he transferred from, please. Yeah, we're going to keep it moving while you do that. The next game, Emery, It's a big one. Pac-12 championship. Oregon, Washington. Where is that game? Do we know?
I mean, for the final Pac-12 championship game?
Is it Santa Clara?
I think so. It should be in Guam somewhere. It should be somewhere. Let's have some fun with it. Let's put it somewhere isolated and remote for the last one. Let's go out with a bang, right? And why are these games on a Friday night? You know what I'm saying?
I'm okay with that because there's all kinds of other stuff going. I don't think it's a good idea for some of these games. Like, it's one thing for Atlanta for the SEC championship.
Makes sense, right?
The Pac-12 football championship's in Las Vegas.
I can rock.
That's cool.
I can rock with that.
I can live with Atlanta for the SEC, and I can live with Vegas because it's Vegas and you'll get people to go. Washington is getting 9.5. The disrespect, Emery. They're undefeated. They win every game they play. They've had a tough schedule. I mean, they beat everybody. Oregon State, Washington State, Utah. I mean, the list goes on. The total is 67. And a matchup of two really good quarterbacks, too. It's unbelievable. Bo Nix is like the favorite for the Heisman now.
This is the Jaden Daniels Bowl. Because however this game shakes out, it will boost Jaden Daniels' Heisman Trophy candidacy. Because I truly believe he should win it. The reason why, Ross, these two teams in the Pac-12, getting all those West Coast votes, they'll split. Right? So now you figure, the Southeast is all Southeast and Northeast is all Jaden Daniels. The Midwest could potentially be a three-way split between the three candidates: Penix, Knicks, and Jaden Daniels. The West, we know, will be split. So I feel like by the numbers, it should be Jaden Daniels. And if one of these guys, whoever loses, is going to knock themselves down a peg. But it also could elevate the guy that wins. And when you think about Bo Nix's numbers in terms of the completion percentage, yes, he's throwing a good bit of those close to the line of scrimmage, but that's still an insane number. Because you know how it's just catch and throw, but you know how accurate you have to be and consistent you have to be to complete such a high percentage of those catch and throw plays and passes. But in this ball game, 9.5 points is too much for what this means for Washington. This is a win and end. You can't lose this game. And if you're Oregon, this is a win and now you hope, right? Because you have teams behind you. So for Washington, the stakes are high. I like the total going over because this is what we've seen all throughout the Pac-12 season.
Over 67?
Listen, I remember I laughed, full belly laugh, at a 74-75 point total with Washington and USC. I was like, man, there's no way, man. Come on, man. It's, at some point, pride to kick in. Game was in the hundreds. So with this magnitude, I think this one goes over. Too much star power, too much explosiveness on the field. The stakes are high. I like the over in this one more than the point. Well, I'm taking Washington in the points, and I also like the over.
I would be really impressed if Washington won this. It just feels like it's hard to win it again. Oregon's playing so well right now. Washington plus the 9.5 as well for Emory and the over 67. All right, what about Oklahoma State and Texas in the last Big 12 championship for Texas? They're laying 14. The total's 55. I think a lot of people were hoping earlier in the season we get an Oklahoma-Texas rematch, but Oklahoma didn't get it done. Oklahoma State did. Texas laying 14, total's 55.
I like the over as well. And, man, yeah, it's so anticlimactic because you wanted the rematch for Texas's sake because if they would have avenged their loss
earlier, it would have been better.
It would have been better. They would have jumped into the postseason. But this one, too, is stakes are high. So Texas not only has to win, Ross, but we know, as much as they don't talk about it, but we know it matters. Style points matter. So they not just have to win. They have to beat the brakes off Oklahoma State. And so I feel like that's going to help them cover this spread. We saw what happened last weekend, man, when they took it to their opponent to the point where they got Arch Manning in the ball game. You know what I'm saying? So they really can beat you in a multitude of ways. Their defense is excellent. I think they'll load up and slow down. I won't say stop. They'll slow down Ollie Gordon, the running back, amazing running back for Oklahoma State, who's going to be my Heisman front runner next year. And they'll make sure they cover the spread, but also – we'll see them score some points here. So I like the over, and I like Texas.
Laying the 14.
Yes.
Texas minus 14. All right, we move on. How about the MAC? These have clearly been the two best teams. I'm looking forward to it. Toledo's 11-1. And I guess Toledo and Liberty are fighting to be the one, or Tulane. Those three are all fighting to be the group of five team that gets a New Year's Six bowl.
Right.
They all play this week. So Toledo needs to hope Liberty loses, hope Tulane loses, and beat Miami. Toledo is laying 8.5 against Miami, Ohio. The total's 46.
Miami of Ohio kind of took their opponent lightly last week, only winning, I think by five. I think it was a 17-12 game. You know, maybe they were looking ahead a little bit. But I do like Toledo, man. I feel like Toledo and Daquan Finn and what he's able to do when he's out there on the field gives them a plus one at the position. And they'll try to make this a track meet. Miami will try to slow it down because they can. They play great defense at Miami. So it's a great strength versus strength battle, the offense of Toledo, the defense of the Red Hawks. But I'm going to trust Toledo and their offense and their big play, by the way, catch of the year last week, where the guy went up with one hand, the ball hit like 9 points of his body before he was able to hold it, before he hit the ground with one hand. So I'm going to lay the points with Toledo, but I like the matchup here because it's a good football matchup.
Let's talk, Emery, about Boise State UNLV. This is nuts that it's these two teams. They had a computer. A computer had to decide because it was a three-way tie between UNLV, Boise State, and San Jose State. San Jose State's playing the best out of all of them right now. That's a shame.
And beat UNLV last week. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy to see because UNLV was on this just ridiculous pace. And I thought they were going to beat San Jose State, but the numbers bear out that they are in with Boise. UNLV's offense, that go-go offense, will give Boise State. First of all, it's just weird because I feel like Boise State is in this ball
game. They fired their coach.
Right.
Like a month ago, and they're favored. Boise State's laying 3, totals 58.5.
Right, because I was getting ready to say, it doesn't seem like Boise State has been great all season, but they're in this championship game. I like UNLV. I feel like they're playing with house money, pun intended, and they will take care of business against Boise State. Look, Mavia, the quarterback for UNLV, man, when they put him into the starting lineup, he has been outstanding. He has been exactly what they need. It makes you think, what that outcome would have, they probably wouldn't have beat them, but what that outcome would have been against Michigan had he been the starter. Because they had so many possessions that just went three and out from bad plays, from bad passes, but they were moving the ball slowly against Michigan. But, man, next year is going to be outstanding for them with him at the quarterback position. He's another one to keep an eye on.
Do you have a pick? UNLV getting 3, totals 58.5.
Yeah, I'm laying the points with UNLV.
They're getting them.
I'm taking the points for UNLV. I like them to win straight up.
Okay, let's get to we got to go a little bit faster here, and I'll get the last commercial out of the way, which is that when the clock stops on this podcast, whenever the game clock stops, that's time to order in with DoorDash. Pizza cravings hit at halftime? Ordering time. Dreaming about tacos during a timeout? Boom, they're on your doorstep. Wait, you want burgers, chips, dips, drinks, and wings instead? Even better. Order on DoorDash and get everything you want delivered without missing a minute of the game. And by the way, we're going in the fourth quarter of the show. In football, the fourth quarter is where the magic happens. It's where games are won, where champions are made. In business, it's where sales teams become legends. That's why HubSpot built Sales Hub, to give sales reps the deal-making tools they need to win their Q4. Sales Hub's prospecting workspace organizes your schedule, goals, and to-do list in one place to save your team precious fourth quarter time. And smart sequences help sales reps close deals faster than ever. So get ready to dominate Q4 with Sales Hub. Learn more at HubSpot.com/sales. All right, we'll go rapid fire now, Emery. Georgia, Bama, totals 56. Georgia laying 5.
Take Bama in the points, take the over. Jalen Milroe, quiet as kept, Ross, is draft eligible. He has a big decision to make, man. He's been playing some outstanding football, and I'm whispering because no one is talking about him as a potential pro prospect when he's clearly draft eligible and has clearly turned it on and been a difference maker for Alabama. So keep an eye on that situation moving forward. I do like Alabama plus the points. I'm not saying they'll win, but I do like this game to be closer, and I like that point total to go over.
Appalachian State and Troy, your conference, the Sun Belt, the Fun Belt, should be JMU. That annoys me, but whatever. It's Appalachian State getting 6.5 against Troy, total 51.5.
Take the over, number one. And how about the Sun Belt Conference leading the way? 12 eligible bowl teams going bowling, including my Raging Cajuns. But I like the over here because all we do in the Sun Best Conference is play great football.
How about SMU and Tulane? Tulane's only laying 4. They're ranked, totals 50.5. SMU just annihilated Navy. And Tulane needs this game badly to get to a New Year's 6 game 2 years in a row.
What I hate about the fact that they annihilated Navy is that once they change the cut blocking rule, we've seen Navy and Army just take some bad losses. They normally don't get blown out. And the only one that has sustained themselves has been Air Force, because they also have always been able to throw the football with their quadruple option, right? But in this game, this is the game that we'll say Tulane will finally get over, right? because SMU can score. We know that. Tulane does have a solid defense, and Tulane can score. But 50.5 is not enough points in this one. With all that's at stake, take the over.
Emery loves the over. Like, loves it. I don't know if you'll do it for this game. How about Michigan and Iowa? I just watched Iowa up close and personal. Man, they might have the best coach D-line I've ever seen. Like, their technique and fundamentals, they are really a fun team to watch if you like good defense. Michigan is laying 23, Emery, and the total's 35.5.
Iowa has the perfect opportunity to do something hilarious, you know, on Saturday by just shaking up the entire college football picture. I'm going to take the under. But man, I'm not laying these points. I'm gonna take the under here. But man, watching Iowa and watching that game that you did such a fantastic job in calling Ross against Nebraska, I just found myself wondering, where's the Brad Banks? Where's the Tavian Banks? Where's the explosive? Where's the Tim DeWitts? You can't find not one explosive player to play at Iowa. Why is everything so conjuncted and slow? So I'm gonna take the under here. I'm not gonna touch the point total. But I like Michigan to win. But, man, Iowa is such a tough watch because we used to see them pump out athletes after athletes.
Well, it's a shame that the Gene kid's hurt on defense. And then their kid is Caleb Brown. He got hurt during the game. How about Louisville, Florida State? Florida State's laying 3. I don't know what you saw from this Rotomaker. Total's 50.5, Emery.
I know what I saw from Louisville. That's why I took Kentucky. I know they can't hold – their water, right? They can't play defense. Take Florida State. Lay these points with Florida State, man. Their defense will get after Plummer and company. They'll do a good job and making the conference, the college football playoff, put them in because they're undefeated conference champ, Power Five. Florida State is in with the win against Louisville.
All right, so FSU -3 versus Louisville. So the way this plays out, the college football playoff would be Michigan, Florida State. Who do you have winning, Oregon or Washington?
I think Washington wins, so I like Washington.
Okay, then Washington's in, and then the Bama-Georgia winner.
You're not going to give me our record to say who I think going to win that
one. Oh, well, we don't have any more time anyway. Tag is kicked. We're all tapped out.
Thanks for tuning in to College Draft. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and Fantasy Feast, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.